والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The embodiment of Noor, the most noble Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم said, reciting durood upon me is Noor for you on the bridge of Sirat. The one who recites durood upon me 80 times on a Friday, his 80 years of sins will be forgiven. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Once the famous tabi'i saint Sayyidina Hassan Basri alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi was sitting at the doorstep, at his doorstep, when a funeral procession passed his house. He also got up and followed the funeral procession. In the funeral procession, he seen a young girl who was running whilst crying hysterically, and she was exclaiming, "Oh beloved father, the time which has come upon me today, I have never had to face before." When Sayyidina Hassan Basri alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi heard this grief-stricken voice of this young girl, he began to weep. His heart became restless and he put his hand of affection over the head of the sorrowful young orphan girl and said, "O daughter, in fact, it is your father and not you who will be facing such a moment, such a time which he has never faced before." The next day, Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi saw the same little girl crying and going towards the qabristan, the graveyard, to learn a lesson from the graves. Sayyidina Hassan Basri alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi, he also followed her. Upon reaching the qabristan, she embraced the grave of her father. Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he concealed himself, he hid behind some bushes. The little girl, weeping, put her cheek on the soil and said, "Oh beloved father, without any lamp in the dark and without anyone to share your grief, how have you spent your first night in the grave? Oh beloved father, until last night I lit the lamp for you at home. Who lit the lamp in the grave last night? Oh beloved father, until last night, I laid out your bedding at home. Who laid out your bedding in the grave last night? Oh beloved father, until last night, I massaged your hands and feet at home. Who massaged your hands and feet in the grave last night? Oh beloved father, until last night, I gave you water to drink when you were thirsty. Who gave you water last night when you would have been thirsty in the grave? O beloved Father, until last night, I spread a shawl over your body. Who spread it for you last night? O beloved Father, until last night I wiped the sweat off your face. Who wiped the sweat off your face last night in the grave? O beloved Father, until last night I would come whenever you would call out for me. To whom did you call out to last night in the grave? And who heard your call and attended to you? O beloved Father, until last night, when you were hungry, I presented food to you. Who served food to you last night in the grave when you became hungry? O beloved Father, O Abba Jan, until last night, I would prepare various types of food for you. Who fetched food for you last night in the grave? Hearing those grief-stricken words of the sorrowful and distressed young girl, Sayyidina Hassan Basri alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi began to cry. And after approaching her said, O daughter, do not say it like this. Say it this way instead. O beloved father, at the time of burial your face was turned towards the Qibla. Is it still in the same direction, or has your face been turned in the opposite direction? O beloved father, you were wrapped in a clean and unsoiled shroud and then buried. Is it still clean and unsoiled? O beloved father, you were placed into the grave with your body sound and intact. Is your body still intact, or have the insects eaten it away? O beloved father, scholars of Islam say that during the first night of the grave, the deceased are asked questions about their faith, about their iman, and some of them will be able to answer, whereas some will be in despair. Did you give the correct answers to the questions of the angels? Or were you unable to answer the questions of the angels in the grave? O beloved father, scholars say that for some people the grave becomes spacious, whereas for some it is narrowed. Has your grave become spacious, or has it been narrowed? O beloved father, O Abba Jan, O Papa, scholars say that the shroud of some is replaced by a heavenly shroud, whereas for some it is replaced by the shroud of the hellfire, of Jahannam. Has your shroud been replaced by a heavenly one, or is your shroud made of fire? Scholars say that the grave hugs some in the way a mother hugs her lost child with affection. The compassion of the mother's hug to that child which has been lost. That is how the grave will hug some, but for others, it squeezes them so violently that their ribs are smashed and intertwined with each other. O beloved father, did the grave hug you gently like a mother, or did it crush you and shatter your ribs? O my beloved father, scholars say that when the deceased is interrogated, he feels regret for one of two reasons. If he was pious, he regrets not doing more virtuous deeds. And if he was a sinner, he regrets committing those sins. O beloved father, were you regretful due to not doing more virtuous deeds? Or were you regretful due to committing sins? Oh, beloved Father, until last night, when I would call out to you, you would respond to me. How unfortunate I am today, that I am standing right next to your grave. But, oh, beloved Father, I cannot hear your words. I cannot hear the calling from your grave. Oh, beloved Father, you have parted from me in such a way that now we cannot meet until the day of judgment. O most merciful Rabb Azza wa Jal, do not deprive me of meeting my beloved Father on the day of judgment. Upon hearing these words of Sayyidina Hassan Basri, alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi, the little girl said, O my master, ya Sayyidi, your words of advice has woken me up from a senseless and heedless sleep. Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi left the Qabristan with this young child. Jahan mein hai ibrat ke har su namune, magar tujhko anda kiya rango bune. Kabhi ghor se bhi ye dekha hai tune, jo abad the wo maka ab hai sune. Jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai, یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے. یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے. Dear Islamic brothers, all of you at some point or the other would have visited a qabristan, a graveyard. Did you ever reflect on the sorrowful, mournful atmosphere of the qabristan? And did you ever reflect at the message that is calling out to you? What is that message? The message in the grief-filled atmosphere calls out, O those who are content with the luxuries of this world, every single one of you will have to come here in solitude one day or another, and will have to go into the deep ditch of the grave. Remember, these graves, which seem identical from outside, are not necessarily the same from inside. Yes, if the one buried under this pile of soil would have offered his salah regularly, would have fasted in the month of Ramadan, would have dispensed his zakat upon it being fard upon him, would have obeyed his parents, would have been kind to Muslims, would have being compassionate towards his neighbors and the young ones. Or that person who earned halal income and spent it in a halal way, performed his nawafil of tahajjud, ishraq, chaast, awabin, etc., would have been humble, possessing good character. Those people who would have been living their lives according to the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would have had respect for the Sahaba ikram, the Ahl Bayt Athar, and the Awliya Kamilin. Then by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his grave, which appears to be just a heap of soil outwardly, might have been extended as far as the eye can see, with the window of Jannah, of paradise, opened in it. And underneath that apparent heap of soil, there might be a beautiful garden of paradise. On the other hand, if the one buried underneath the same heap of soil was such a person who neglected to perform his salah, did not fast in the month of Ramadan, did not dispense his zakat, even though it was obligatory upon him to do so, troubled his parents, was rude, obnoxious, a tyrant, if such a person that was buried under this serene piece of soil, this heap of soil, if he was a person who committed crimes, drank alcohol, gambled, then underneath the seemingly serene heap of soil, he is in a state of distress and he is being punished. The window of Jahannam is opened in that qabr. Snakes and scorpions are eating away at this person's body. And he is screaming and shouting, but nobody can hear his screaming and shouting. Even though the same heap of soil may seem very serene, very peaceful, but underneath it could be a different story. It could be a garden from the gardens of paradise, or it could be a ditch from the ditches of hell. O devotees of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look at the deserted scene of these graveyards and ponder whether we will be able to spend even a single night in the graveyard whilst we are alive. Perhaps none of us would be able to pluck up the courage to do so. So when we are afraid to spend one night in the graveyard alone while still living, then after death, when all our friends and relatives will leave us and our intellect will still be intact, we will see everything, we will hear everything, but we will be unable to move or speak. How will we be able to stay alone? How will we be able to stay alone, my dear studying brothers, in the qabr at that time when our friends have left us, our family has left us? Dear Islamic brothers, believe me, the people of the graveyard are today advising us. They're giving us a good piece of advice. They are saying, O heedless people, remember yesterday, we too were there where you are today. And tomorrow, certainly you too will be here where we are today. Whoever has been born into this world has to die. Whoever picked the flowers of life was always wounded by the thorns of death. Whoever enjoyed the pleasures of the world eventually got the displeasure of death. Jagaji lagane ki dunya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki jaa hai, tamasha nahi hai. My dear Islamic brothers, this small little incident of Hazrat Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi gives us a stark reminder of what is to happen after death. Where the soul will still be connected to the body, and whatever pain and affliction is given to the body, the soul will feel it. Today, whilst we are alive, we have time. We have time to make our qabr a garden from the gardens of paradise. Because as Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, today is the day of action, not accountability. Tomorrow is the day of accountability, not action. Whilst we have time, let us invest in that garden, the garden which others will call qabr, graves. That could be a garden and it could be extended as far as the eye can see. But it all depends on how we live our lives in this world. If you were to act upon according to the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then remember, your qabr could be a garden from the gardens of paradise. But if not, then be warned. Be warned that it can be a ditch from the ditches of hell. And the punishment is so severe, that today, if we just feel a little prick on our finger, and we feel the pain and we are in so much of discomfort and we are so uneasy, can you imagine whether we'll be able to bear the punishment of the qabr? Just picture it. That the qabr is squeezing you in such a way that your ribs become intertwined. Somebody has to do that to you today, what will happen? How much of excruciating pain will you face? Those of you who have had broken ribs will know that you cannot even breathe properly if your ribs are broken. We should prepare. We should first prepare for our graves. That we don't know. There's no guarantee. We don't know when we will be put into our qabrs. We should prepare every day for it. Many people are preparing for Ramadan. The Islamic sisters are making the samosas and the spring rolls and the pies and etc. They're doing it. In most of our homes. They're preparing for Ramadan. We also preparing for Ramadan. We already booked the restaurant. We will have our last meal. How many of us have prepared for our qabrs? Dear Islamic brothers, today is the day. Today is the day for action. And as is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah, At-ta'ibu min al-zambi kamal la zamba lah. A person who repents, it is as if he has not even committed the sin in the first place. This is how merciful our Rabb Azza wa Jal is. So repent today and let us prepare our qabrs. And let us invest in that type of a qabr that will be a garden from the gardens of paradise. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of us, all of our sins, and make us remember our qabrs all the time. Make when we die, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let it be in the city of Madinah al-Munawwarah, the Qadmain Sharifin of his beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let us die with Iman and be granted the close company of our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen bijahin Nabi al-Ameen Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam.